Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started this chapter, Babul Ghadabi, then Tuhikat Hurumati Shari'i Wal Intisari Lideenillahi Ta'ala. The chapter on getting angry when the laws of Allah Ta'ala are violated and helping the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We explained that by a person getting upset when he is seeing that what is happening around him, this in a way is expressing his respect and expressing that azmat that he has for the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and by him trying to correct and rectify, even if it means by means of showing anger, to correct the situation wherein the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the sacred laws, the sha'air of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the sha'air of deen, the signs of deen, the salient features of deen are being ridiculed, are being trampled, are being transgressed. Now even by him showing that anger, this is all part of respecting deen. So we explained that in the previous chapters, all the different ahadith we did explained that we should control our anger, we should be calm, we should swallow our anger, we should be tolerant. But in this situation, it is actually praiseworthy where a person gets upset that the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are being trampled. How can I just remain quiet? How can I not get upset? How can I not get perturbed by what is happening? Simple example in our situation, we invited to go for one walima. And we go to that walima and now we see it's complete mixing that is happening. Music may be played, there may be photography that is taking place. And then we sit there comfortably without getting upset, without getting perturbed, that the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are breaking. Now that is not a sign of upholding and respecting the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is actually disrespect to the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But the person gets upset, and if he can't do anything, at least the least he can do is walk out from there and move out from there. If it's people he can speak to, he'll speak to them. But there must be some level, some degree of anger in this person. That how is the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala being transgressed? There should be some worry and some concern in this person. That is a sign that a person is honoring the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So today we'll do one hadith wherein Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also got upset for the sake of deen, but not for his personal situation, not for himself, but for the sake of deen. An Ibn Mas'ud an Abi Mas'ud Uqba Ibn Amr Al-Badri radiyallahu anhu qal jaa rajulun ila an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam fa qala inni la ta'akhkharu an salati as-subhi min ajli fulanin mimma yutilu bina fama ra'aytu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam ghadiba fi maw'izatin qat أشد مما غضب يومئذ فقال يا أيها الناس إن منكم منفرين فأيكم أما الناس فليوجز فإن من ورائه الكبير والصغير وذا الحاجة متفق عليه. أبو مسعود عقبة بن عمرو البدري رضي الله عنه, he narrates that a man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said that I am absent from Fajr Salah because so and so person prolongs it for us. So and so person, he pulls that Fajr Salah so long. In other words, it's difficult for me to even read that Fajr Salah behind him. So I don't go for the Namaz day. I'm reading my Salah. In other words, I'm reading my Salah alone. I'm not making it for the Jamaat because such and such a person, he's the Imam. He takes so long with the Fajr, I'm finding it hard. This is what his basic complaint to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I'm absent from the Fajr Salah because so and so person prolongs it for us. So then the Sahabi was narrating this hadith. He said, I never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more angry when he was giving advice as when he was on that day. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam now gave advice after this complaint came. It shows us that where a person has a legitimate complaint, and he goes and he complains to the right authority, to the right person. Not that he takes his complaint and puts it on social media and sends it around the world, but he goes and complains to the right authority. This is permissible. This is what the Sahabi did. The authority was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went direct to the authority, to the person that it should have gone, the complaint should have gone to, and he lodged it with that person. So this is something that is acceptable in deen, not where a person just takes it and puts an open letter and sends it out to the road and to the street where there is no need. Sometimes there is a need for an open letter, but generally a person should take that complaint and that problem and lodge it with the right authority. So he came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he complained. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now addressed Sahaba. So this narrator of the hadith Abu Mas'ud Uqba ibn Amr al-Badri, he says, I haven't seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when giving advice more angry than when I saw him on this occasion. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh people, some of you are driving people away. In other words, because of your actions, you are driving people away. Any one of you who leads the people in salah, any of you who is the imam, in other words, he leads people in salah, he should shorten it, because behind him are those who are old, those who are young, and those who have needs to fulfill. So people got some errands, they got some work to do, they got to finish their work, they got to fulfill that work. You got old people behind you, and you got young people behind you. Ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned three types of people. One is the old person who can't stand too long because of his weakness, because of his sickness, weakness. Unlike us in those days, even the old people used to try and stand. Nowadays it become a common thing that even young people are sitting on the chairs, young people are sitting on the stools, but in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the old people used to stand. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that you got old people behind you, they are battling to stand. So you're making it, in other words, you're making it hard for them. Therefore he mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu mentioned about the old people. With regards to the young people, young people don't have that level of sabr. They don't have that level of patience. So by you stretching that fajr namaz extra, yeah, he's not referring to a person is reading the normal prescribed amount. He's talking a person dragging it and stretching it very long. So what happens is the young people, they lose patience. Now they also don't want to be part of the fajr salah or part of the salah that is being stretched. And the third category Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is people that have needs to fulfill. And here ulama explained, a person has got something on his mind. He's got a need to fulfill. I got this errand to do. I got this thing to do. I got to go to the airport. I got to meet someone. I have got appointment here. So now all those things start playing in a person's mind when the namaz is getting very long. That his concentration is gone in the salah. So because of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these three categories. Ulama very simply explained to us what duration, what length our qiraat should be in salah. So I'll just explain it very quickly. The surahs from Surah Hujurat, Hujurat is in the 26th sipara, from Surah Hujurat right till the end, Surah Nas, these surahs are referred to as Mufassal. These surahs are referred to as Mufassal. In the Fajr Salah, in the Zuhr Salah, we are encouraged to read from Surah Hujurat till Surah Buruj, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ, till the end of Surah Buruj. Those surahs that come in there, in other words, the duration, the length of those surahs, are the length of the surah that we should be reading in the Fajr and Zuhur Salah. What we learn from here is Zuhur Salah should also be lengthened a little bit. Unfortunately, in our times, we don't find it. Before, I remember Mawlana Harun Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali in Spingo, that his Zuhur Salah would be long. When you stand behind him, it's as though you're standing behind a person that is performing, the imam that is leading Fajr Salah. Take his time. So anyway, if it's possible, we should try and keep up to the surahs. Even if the imam reads a little bit faster, because of the people behind him not having patience. But from Surah Hujurat till Surah Buruj in Fajr and Zuhur. In Asr and Isha, a person should read from Surah Buruj to Surah Bayyina. Buruj was Samai Dhatil Buruj, from that point onwards till Surah Bayyina, which is Lam Yakuni Ladina Kafaru Min Ahlil Kitabi Wal Mushrikina Munfakina Hatta Ta'tiyahumul Bayyina. That surah. So that should, those surahs should be read in Asr and in Isha. In Maghrib Salah, a person should read from Surah Bayyina till Surah Nas, the short surahs. That is the duration that a person should be reading. Ideally, look how beautiful our deen is, that we are even told what to read in which salah, so that we are not left yatim and a person has to guess what I must be reading. It's all shown to us in our deen. It is just a matter of us taking that thing now and making amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.